This is Kilo Blair, internet. This is KJ4WZM, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The autopsy just had mountain about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. It appears unoperated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Hamilton's or Nautilus for the net. If so, call KJ4WZM.
WZM, KI4DOS, one announcement.
Let's go ahead with your announcement.
That's KI4DOS. Tomorrow, Saturday, at 9 o'clock, we will have testing at the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road. The cost is still $10. You need to bring a picture ID, and you need an FRN number. If you do not have an FRN number and you're getting your license for the first time, go to the FCC website and go to the amateur radio portion of it, and you can request an FRN number, and they'll get that right to you real quickly. Won't take but just a few minutes to do that. But we will start at 9 o'clock. Get the paper, you know, start handing out the paperwork and all that. Get that stuff getting started. So if you'd like to upgrade or take your test to get your license for the first time. We're having testing at the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road tomorrow on Saturday the 19th. That's the end of my announcement there, Daniel. Go ahead and check K3JOY. Joey, that's my pretty little bride. Check us both in and out, and we'll sit back and listen to the rest of your net.
Gary, does anyone need any pills on Gary's announcement?
I meant to put a number on that, put a number one on that for me tonight. That give you another piece of traffic, over.
That's good. I'll put a number one on that, and we'll get that in law. I appreciate it. Any feels on Gary's announcement? So, let's see. I've got KI4DOS, that's Gary, and K3JOI, that's his crazy little bride, Mr. White. They're at home and easily tonight. Make a call for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KN4RJN, that's John Brown Summit. John, I got you, Mark John. All right, that looks like it wraps it up for Echolink stations, so we'll begin the regular portion of the net. With or without traffic or invited to check in. As you check in, leave your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC-G portion. And tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with stations with the 7th call uniform to renew the UTV call KJ4WZM.
We'll fell way down in 0TR.
Let me recognize them real quick. I'm sorry, I forgot to recognize the pre-net check-ins. Let me get that for you, Fred. That would like to recognize K3JCA, that's Richard, K4JCA, the wife Sally, and K4ACL, daughter Ashley. And K3DOB, their ham radio club, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, and everybody's located in Simpsonville. Next, I've got KM4JWP, that's Brian and Ned over there at Traveler's Rest. He brings along with him his wife, Isla, and 4IEI, also at Traveler's Rest. Now, I've got W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity, KF4LVI, Andy from Table Rock. KF4NXY, that's David from Honey of Path. KF4SX, that's his wife, Mary from Honey of Path. KG4PFI, that's Don, and KG4QLQ, that's Linda. They're at home in Piedmont as well. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer. K4OIF, Walt and Inman. N4DJC, Barry and Anderson. KB2BYQ, Dave and Ely. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor. KO4ZE, check-in, so that so I hatch 22, pre-net check-ins, if anyone is keeping count with me. I had 22 pre-net check-ins tonight. I would be check-in number 23, Gary would be 24, Joy 25, John was 26, and so we will begin uniforms review, looking for check-in number 27. Any stations uniform through Zoo, it's you through Z. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
Museum. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
K4XB, that is Tommy from Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in, Tommy. Any other stations, uniform through Zoo, U through Z, call KJ4WZM. I don't hear any, so we'll go ahead and move on down the log to Alpha through Delta. A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Hey, Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
WCM. K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Handle is Roland and Pickens, negative, negative. And a very great evening to all.
4WZM. And Daniel, please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4WZM. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael and Central, going to be negative and negative.
That's KK4DMW, that is Rick, KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4LQ, his daughter Michelle. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. Then I've got W4DJW, that is Dave over there in Greer, KF4CHY, Keith and Seneca, K1CJW, Roland and Pickens, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, sorry Kurt, yeah. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, K4AFT, that is Michael in Central. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM. One more in Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move up to E through H. Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Daniel, I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling in, sir.
For WCM. Good evening, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and my whistle.
KF4HKX, that is Patrick in Penrose, and KC4EZN. That is Harry and Candler. Harry, I've got you marked down for comments. Did you get your nap today, Harry? Nap down a little tie. We'll be back to you shortly, though, for comments. Let's see, any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM. Through Lima is next. KJ through Lima, I through L, if you'd like to check in, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We're all be negative and negative, so 73s for each one of you.
KJ4WZM. ZM. Good evening, Daniel. This is Whiskey America 4, Japan, Zanzibar. It's Andy, operating Portable 4 in downtown Greenville. We'll be negative and negative.
WA4JJZ, that is Andy in Greenville. Any other stations, India through Lima, I through L, call KJ4WZM.
ZM, again, this is KK4JFO. James, Tuxedo, North Carolina, we're all being negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you.
You wrote down, I don't know why I didn't recognize you. I got KK4JFO, that's James in Tuxedo. I had you wrote down, I just forgot to recognize you for some reason. I don't know why. But you're in the log. Thank you. Sorry about that. Any other stations, India through Lima, I through L, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Recognize KK4JBQ. That is Larry and KC4MFK. That is his wife, Miss Donna. They're at home in Greer tonight. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any other stations? India through Lima, I through L. Call KJ4WZM. Little Paw next. M through P. If you'd like to check in, mute or net, call KJ4WZM.
4NLR, November 4. Nothing like radio. Name here is Jim and Juliet and India Mike. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Good evening to you and everybody. I'm going to check me in and out, please.
KJ4WZM. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. I'm mobile tonight in Little Chicago. And I have no traffic, no comments, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
Number 4, Oscar Victor, Quebec, in 4OVQ. Stacy down in Anderson, crossband repeat. I'm in and out.
4WZM. Yes, sir, please check in. Kilo, Echo, 0, Mike, Uniform, Mike. That's KE0MUM, Don and Pickens. I'm negative and negative.
Recognize. N4NLR, that is Jim over there in Greenville. KF4NUE, that is Chad mobiling around Little Chicago. Chad, I got a question. Were you going to check it in Miss Anna tonight as well or no?
4WZM, KO4NUE. No, sir, I am not. She's not with me, so I can't check her in, but...
Next up, I have N4OVQ. That is Stacy and Anderson. And then KE0MUM. That is Don and Pickens. Any other stations? Mike through Papa M through P. Call KJ4WZM. For Mike through Papa, so we'll go up to Q through T. Quebec through Tango. Call KJ4WZM.
Cool. Hello, Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, KE4SRR. I'm down here in Joanna. Got the heater on, drinking me some iced tea. And the question of the night is, where is Little Chicago? Back to you, Net Control.
KJ4WZM, good evening, Daniel. Sorry I missed my turn last group, because that would be my group, but sorry I missed my turn last group. Daniel, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. Negative and negative, checking in via Echo Link.
Z8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments.
J4 WZM. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4 QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
Net would like to recognize KD4SRR, that is Robert in Joanna. And Robert, I'll entertain your question real quick before I go and finish the other stations right here. Basically, Little Chicago is located close to kind of the Campobello, Inman, and Greer area. If you drew a straight line from Greer to Landrum, Little Chicago is about halfway between the two, off of Highway, well, right around Highway 357. So that's where Little Chicago is. It's near the, that is entirely in Spartanburg County right there. But just barely, it's real close to County 9. That's where it's at. Next up, I've got KA4PQA. That is Steven in Greenwood. I didn't get my Echolink up sooner, but I had it up and it timed out on me, so I didn't see you on there, but I got you now. Next up, I've got WD8RON, that is Ed and Brevard, and KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KJ4WZM. I'm going to open it all the way through the alphabet now, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Can you please check in? Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4 JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
I'd like to recognize KO4 JKV. That is Duncan in Asheville. Thanks for checking in, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. We'll do one more call, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Meternet, call KJ4WZM. Hey, check in. It was a mobile station. I got all carrier and no audio. No audio at all. Not sure what's going on with that. It could be a bad microphone connection.
J4WZN, this is KO4NNH.
Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. I'll check you in.
4NNH, negative, Daniel. I'm actually in Tennessee right now. I'm actually checking in through Echolink tonight. I am not in the mobile. I am in Tennessee. Checking in through Echolink.
Okay. All right. Got you checked in. Safe travels, man. Hope you have a great time in Tennessee. Thanks for checking in. I would like to recognize KF4NNH. That is Fred in Tennessee.
WZN. Present LK. Do you got a copy?
Sure.
I'm not sure what happened. Shane, mobile in Greenville. Just got on 85 South. And no traffic, no table tonight.
I'd like to recognize N4ZLK, Shane Mobile in Greenville on 85 with no traffic. Nice, Shane. I know that's not true. I got what you mean, though. I got you checked in negative and negative. Just had to tease you about that. You can't be on 85 South with no traffic.
Security, but it does happen every once in a while, but it doesn't look like it's going to be that way tonight. Good to hear you, Daniel. You have a good evening, and have a great weekend. N4ZLK.
Hi, have a good weekend. Thanks for checking in. N4ZLK, KJ4WZM. All right, I'm going to make one last call for Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, before we go to RAC2. Call KJ4WZM. WZM now securing the Pullman portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between calling. We've got KN4RJN. That is John from Brown Summit. What's new with you, John? Call KJ4WZM.
This is KN4RJN. Well, there's not a whole lot going on And as far as solar activity this evening, I just checked that a minute ago. There's a slight chance, like 10%, of radio blackouts in the next 3 days. There's been no radio blackouts in the last 24 hours. As far as the sky, if you go out there right now, put on a warm coat. The skies are clear, but it is cold. If you didn't get a chance to catch the meteor shower last night, there still are a few residuals from the Leonids that will pop out from time to time, if you can stay out there long enough to enjoy that. Betelgeuse cleared the horizon here just a little while ago. Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are all up, although Saturn's getting ready to go down here pretty soon. Moon will come up sometime way in the wee hours of the morning. So if you want to try and catch a few residual Leonids, you might be able to do that if you can stay out in the cold long enough. Other than that, there's we got the Andromeda Galaxy in late November. Will pop up about, starting on Saturday night. The Andromeda Galaxy will be up all night. If you look in the more or less to the east, after the sun goes down, if you got a good set of binoculars or a telescope, you can probably catch that. If you have the program Stellarium, you can spot it exactly where it's at. But it pops in late November, and it'll be up for another month or so before it disappears. So that's what's happening in the sky this evening. What's going on in your world?
Kind of showed me the Andromeda Galaxy the other night. I was out there with him. He goes, "Oh, look at that. And you know what that is over there?" And gave me directions on where he was looking in the sky. And I looked at it, and I was like, "Oh, okay." I had no idea what it was. So I got to see that the other day. He said it looks a whole lot better on a high-power camera with a telephoto lens or binoculars or a telescope or whatever else that I don't have. But he showed me where it was in the sky and gave me directions on how to find it next time. So now I know what I'm looking for. Not really a whole lot going on over here. Starting to think about decorating my house with Christmas decorations. I put up a few lights, but I'm not done yet. And got a little snow globe at the store today. That's kind of neat. It has a little motor on it that moves the liquid around to it's perpetually snowing, so that's kind of cool. It also has a light. That's neat. And not really a whole lot else going on over here. It's kind of quiet. Nothing really majorly new. So I guess kind of boring for now, which is good. What about you?
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, not a whole lot going on here. It's a little too cold, you know, to be outside doing a whole lot of stargazing. And I go out from time to time and see what I can see, but setting the scope up is, it just takes too long. As cold as it is out there, I mean, it only takes me about 5 or 10 minutes, but I can't stand around in the cold for that long, so I take the binoculars out from time to time and take a look, see what's going on. But other than that, well, Daniel, you have a good, hope you have a good Thanksgiving and a good weekend coming up. And I'll say 73s and back on out of here. And again, you have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Sounds good, John. We'll catch you later on down the line. Always good talking to you. And I forgot the one thing that Matt's new is my granddad's coming into town from Pennsylvania this weekend, so I'll get to see him. Looking forward to that. That'll be nice. And as far as the cold goes, it was 24 here this morning. I think it was 24 here yesterday morning. And it's now 31 out there now. So it's kind of chilly. Definitely can't stay out there too long without getting cold unless you're dressed for it. So I guess that's how it is for now. That time of year again. But good talking to you, and we'll catch you later on down the log. KN4RJN, KJ4WZM, 73s. We'll catch you later. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM. Hey, I'm Harry. You still up? Call KJ4WZM.
KC4WZM, KC4EZN. Yeah, I'm still up, Daniel. I actually did get a nice nap Wednesday afternoon, it was a good nap, so it's lasted pretty good here. Not real sure a whole lot exciting has happened here, but we've stayed busy. One of the groups up here used to be a major radio manufacturing company in a town north of Asheville, a town called Mars Hills, called Hammerlin Radio, and I think they made a lot of radios for the military in World War II and maybe up through the Korean War, and probably sometime in the 60s when things started transitioning to all solid state, or at least ways begin to head that way, and then maybe some additional competition. They shut that factory down, but this group of guys kind of commemorate that, and they called it the Hammerlin Radio Hullabaloo, and the call sign was Whiskey 4 Hotel, W4H, and basically we sign up and operate for them and operate from home. They coordinate, a band plan over the internet. That was kind of fun, but John's still listening. The only strange animal I have seen is we have a resident hawk out here, and a couple of days ago he was sitting up on a tree in my backyard. It's it's brown. I really couldn't see enough details to tell what it was, but I was encouraged later on that afternoon to see my favorite little squirrel still hopping around in the yard. And I don't know if Chad's still listening, but after listening some last night, I just wondered what kind of vehicle he was driving and did it still have tires on it. But we'll let him tell that story later. Wife had COVID. I did not get it. So that's about all excitement we've had, Daniel. KJ4WZM, KC4EZN.
KJ4WZM. I need to find out about that story from Chad. That sounds pretty interesting. I have no idea what you're referring to by that because I was not on net last night. But very interesting story there. Sorry to hear about your wife having COVID. That's not good. I hope she feels better soon. I hope she's already better. I like to watch hawks. They're pretty neat. There's a hawk that hangs out on, I'm trying to remember the name of the road. I guess it's 135. Halfway between 183 and, these are South Carolina highway numbers. Halfway between 183 and 186. And he likes to hang out on either the power lines or a street sign that's over there. He'll sit on the street sign and then go steal a rabbit out of the woods and stuff like that. But whenever I happen to be going by in a truck, it scares a rabbit or a squirrel or something, and I watch them dive down and snatch it and go back up with it. So it's pretty neat watching them stay pretty active over there, but I guess it's probably the same bird that hangs out in the same spot all the time. There's a big farm field over there, and he hangs out on the edge of the woods right by the farm field, and he'll go down into the grass and get something to eat. It's pretty neat watching him. He's a regular occurrence to see over there. Anyways, Harry, I'd like to ask you if there would be a good time for me to call you tomorrow. Not sure if you have a busy plate tomorrow or not, but if it would be possible, I'd like to call you for a little while.
Well, I've got a Boy Scout training course tomorrow. Basically runs from 9 to 4. So, anytime after probably 6 o'clock, if you're not taking a nap, or maybe Sunday afternoon would work, that would be okay. I don't think I'm going anywhere Sunday afternoon. But tomorrow during the day, I think I'm gonna be pretty busy.
All right. catch you Sunday afternoon. We'll let you get your nap after them Boy Scouts wear you out. That'll be a handful for you, I'm sure.
It's a real comfortable sofa. It works really, really well. Wife's COVID case, she wasn't sure she had anything. She had a sniffle and just a little bit of a cough and tested and showed positive and stayed that way for about a week. And I tested, you know, when she did the first time, and I was negative, and then went out and picked up some more tests. And I never did test positive, which was okay. I didn't have a problem with that. And again, her case was just extremely mild. Hopefully those shots made it much, much less than it could have been. But, yeah, she's okay. We've been out and around and trying to figure out what we're going to do Christmas. And I think sometime after the first of the year, we're going to go to California and stay for a while and visit the daughter and her children. But we'll stay close to home through the holidays here. Boredom is sometimes very highly overrated and sometimes very highly underrated. Every now and then, it's nice to have a day when nothing's happening and you can sit there and let your mental wheel spin and don't worry about anything. That's a very comforting thing every now and then. It does happen on occasion. Otherwise, there's something going on, somebody's got a problem, or you're trying to help somebody, or whatever. Our heat pump has got an intermittent problem, which intermittent is just exactly what it is. This thing, the thermostat displays some of the things going on, and the other morning I got up and it was supposed to be warmer in the house than it felt like, and I looked at the thermostat to see what was going on. I called the company that installed it and they came out and said there was a component in it that was not functioning and replaced it, and things worked okay, and it's doing the same thing again. And the problem is it doesn't in the morning, and I can call the people and, you know, they'll send somebody out, but it'll be afternoon, and when it gets here, it is working just fine. Kind of hard to find something that's broke when everything's working right, but that's still the excitement we've had. There's more frustration than it is. I'll take boredom over that, because the only other alternative is to use the thing. Something decides to turn into smoke, and that's not a good thing. KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
KJ4WZM, yeah, I know how, from experience, how things go and they turn into smoke. I think you know all about my stories on that, and I know the one about your son's car, too. But let's not have any smoke in the house, that's even worse. I can deal with a vehicle burning up, it's not the end of the world, but a house? Hopefully there's enough fail safes, like fuses and circuit breakers and everything else in that system that would not happen. But it's also not fun if you have your house set to stay like 70 degrees and you wake up and it's something outrageous like 54 or something stupid like that. Not necessarily fun when your HVAC system acts up. So hopefully they get to figure out sometime what's going on with that and get it straightened out for you. Now, I got a few other things going on that I'll fill you in on when I catch up with you on Sunday, but I suppose other than that, it's about it that's new on this end. But I'm glad to hear that your wife is doing all right. With the minor COVID case that she did have, and that it's probably pretty much gone now. Glad to hear that.
But nothing else really majorly new over here, so I'll probably, I'll turn it back to you. KC4EZM, KJ4EZM.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZM. Yeah, I think we've about talked about all there is. Only other little thing I've been doing, this, Hamelin radio hullabaloo, I did switch over and use my Tentec radio. I work digital for them, and kind of felt like if you're going to work a commemorative thing based around a company that was, I don't know when they built that company, sometime in the late 40s, early 50s, and it lasted, maybe into the 70s. I can remember, in the paper, we hadn't been up here that long, shutting the factory down and then, crossing paths with people who worked there. Go out and Google W4H, and it'll give you some of the history of what they did. The gentleman who started that factory, I think, was a German. He was born in 1861 and died in 1945. And sometime in the 20s, I think, he came to the United States and got involved in radio. And they built some really, really first-class equipment in their day. I kind of felt like you using an old radio like that, I kind of felt like it was violating the spirit of it if I used the 7300. And I hadn't had the Tentec on the air recently, so that's what I used. And it kind of reminded me, I've got the Tentec tuner, which has three adjustments to tune it. You don't just hit that tune button and it goes clatter, clatter. You turn a knob and you turn a knob and turn a knob. And you can eventually get things down, and then you have to adjust the drive on the radio so that you get it putting out, its maximum signal or whatever. But kind of reminded me, I got a little bit used to all solid state. When you change bands, you get the tune button on the radio, and that's it. Now I've got a little chart down here that I look at for the band, and I've got to set the C and the L and the between the high and the low, whatever that switch does. I guess go back and talk to your dad. I don't know how long he's been a ham, but he probably remembers the day when that was the way everything was done. With that, Daniel, we'll say happy Thanksgiving. If we don't cross paths again before then, and if we do, that's okay. We can see it again. My wife informed me that since we've cut down a bunch of bushes in front of the house, and you can actually see the house from the street, you light us how we needed some more lights on the front of the house. So I think that's on the list for next week. But that, Daniel, all that excitement and everything, we'll turn it back to you. KJ4WZM, KC4EZN, 73.
Sounds good, Harry. Kind of funny how when you do work like that, they're like, we need to do this and that, and you know, yep, that's how that works. Nice to hear about you having the old Tentec up and running like that. I shouldn't say never. It's been a long time since I've used some old tube rigs and stuff like that. I don't know if yours is completely solid state or if it's partially solid state and partially tube or what. I didn't catch all of that. I don't know. I zoned out for a second after looking at your 7300. I knew it was equivalent to what I had, but I got sidetracked looking that thing up. Looking at it. Still looking at it. I guess that radio is pretty, the 7300 is pretty comparable to the main one that I'm using here, the 706. They're pretty similar. And, yeah, that's what I started doing. I started looking at that radio. But, yep, kind of spoiled just hitting tune on these things when you have to work the old ones as much as you do. The old tube radios, though, they did sound pretty good once they got all warmed up and everything. It's kind of hard to beat their quality.
Yep, so I don't know what a tube does, but it does make a difference. So I actually, this goes back probably 15 or 20 years ago, saw a computer sound card that the output was actually a 1.5 volt filament volt tube. I mean, there's a little vacuum tube sitting on the top of this sound card that you plug in your computer, and it had a 1.5 volt filament. That was just to get that what they call the warmth of the tube-type radios. This Tintec that I've got is a Corsair 2, and it's an all-solid state. It may have been the first all-solid state that Tintec put out. And there was a Corsair, and then there was one after that. This is just a good rock-solid radio, and the beautiful thing about Tintec was when they were building radios, their factory was just across the street from Electro Voice, and conspiracy theories say that the Tintec engineers talked to the Electro Voice folks to find out how to make good sound come out of their radio. I know listening to this Corsair 2 on headphones, if you're in a contest, is a very easy radio to listen to. I've got another one that feels like somebody's beat your ears with Corsair 2, and the 7300 is about as easy to listen to also. So, anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Daniel, on KJ4WZM, KC4EGM.
See, Harry? It's been good talking to you. Okay, so it is all solid state. That's pretty neat. I guess there's a kind of a similarity in old versus new technology when we talk about tube rigs sounding good and the sound quality of them. The other thing that sounds remarkably good over anything modern is the sound quality of the old vinyl records. For some reason, they sound really, really good, and you don't get the same sound quality out of the digital processors. I suppose now they could probably come up with computer software programs to make it sound similar, run an analysis to figure out what's missing and how to make the tone sound richer. But it is kind of neat how some of the older stuff just did sound better. So I'm glad that Tintec did a good job with the radio that you've got, and I imagine it would sound pretty nice to listen to. You know, I can tell when somebody's running a high-quality CB or a low-quality CB after sitting in the truck all day listening to them go back and forth. And it does make a difference. I know what you mean by getting your ears pounded out, too. That's awful. I like the 7300 radio you've got, though. That thing looks pretty nice. I'll probably talk to you about that one later on down the log, too. But, good talking to you this evening, and we'll catch you later on down the line. Thanks for hanging out for commentary. I'll probably talk to you Sunday afternoon. KC4EZN, KJ4WZM, 73. Questions or comments, call KJ4WZM. WZM now securing the Blues Jameer Net with our thanks for checking in. They'll now return the repeater back to normal and amateur use of 73.
And 4 feet flying, 4 weekends.